Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing sharing with you on the subject of deliverance, and we are sharing about testimonies of victory that God has brought forth to help you to understand how you can be set free from spiritual problems that are rooted in demonic spirits. Now, we've talked about who our enemy is. We know the enemy is Satan. We know that he's not omnipresent. We know that he works through demonic spirits, which are evil spirits without bodies that seek to get into Christians. And he wants to bring forth destruction. Now, who is deliverance for? It is for the body of Christ, those that are in covenant relationship with God, those that will walk in line with the Word that could retain their deliverance. It's not for those in the world. They could not retain their deliverance. How can Christians have demonic spirits in them? We've talked about that. It is understanding that you're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a physical body. Your spirit gets changed when you're born again, but not your will, intellect, emotions, and not your physical body, obviously. You can still have problems that are there from demonic spirits in your affecting your will, intellect, or emotions, or your physical body after you become a Christian. We know that because think about the situations you had before you were Christian. You become a Christian, and here you still have the things afterwards. That shows you that there's something going on. And we say, well, we know it's the devil, but it's the devil oppressing me or influencing me. No, it's doing more than that. The demons are within causing problems in your mind. You know, it's amazing how people just don't want to believe the fact that we could have demonic spirits within us. Life is spiritual. These spirits give us these negative type of thoughts. They can cause depression. They can be causing suicidal. I've dealt with people that are suicidal. And you've got to cast out those spirits and drive them out because those spirits are trying to drive them to commit that. And if you get all those spirits cast out, then all the thoughts will be gone and they'll have no more of those thoughts or desires that drives at them. This is the activity of spirits in their mind. People will hear voices. This is the activity of demonic spirits. I've dealt with so many that they've actually felt these spirits moving around in their body. They've felt them. And this is evidence, of course, that they're there. Most of the time, of course, we don't, because the devil doesn't want us to know about this. And let me say this to you. The devil does not want you to know about deliverance. He does not want you to know that you could have a network of spirits in you from the inheritance line, which is the number one negative influence in our life, or from your own sins, or from being a victim of sin. He does not want you to know about this. You know, you can be a Christian, be born again, walking with God, following God, going to church, be in the Word of God, be praying, be following the Lord in every way, trying to deal with all areas of sin in your life, and be a witness for Him, and just doing everything that you know to do, and yet have problem after problem after problem that still is there. Now, why is it? I'll tell you, if you're walking with God, you should be getting free. Well, what did Jesus do? You know, we've got to look at the ministry of Jesus. We just can't fall back on our own ways. What did Jesus do? He went and preached the gospel, cast out the demons, and healed the sick virtually every day of his ministry, except for when he was withdrawn in prayer. Well, the things haven't changed today. Did he raise up his 12 disciples to do it? Sure. And he raised up the 70, and they went forth and did the same thing. And then he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. That's for you and for me. Every single one of us need to learn about deliverance, and all believers are commissioned in the Great Commission to cast out demonic spirits. You got a responsibility to do it. Have you been doing it? Probably not, because you didn't know anything about it. Well, now you know, and now God wants you to start casting these spirits out. You have authority over them, and you cast them out through the name of Jesus. You speak to them by their function as you cast them out, then you will be liberated from the problems in your life. And we must consistently cast them out until they're all gone. Praise God, as we do it, we're going to see the victory. And we've been sharing about testimonies in the last broadcast. We're going to share more today and helping you to see how this works. We had a woman that came who had been in an accident. And from the accident, she had an injury to her neck and to her back and to her shoulders. And the doctor said that she had arthritic problems and that she would probably continually have this pain. And this is all the result of the accident. Well, when an injury occurs, there certainly is a damage physically, but also spirits of infirmity can come in and lodge in a person's body. Remember that woman in Luke chapter 13? She had a spirit of infirmity, could no wise lift up herself. Jesus loosed her from that infirmity, that spirit of infirmity. He dealt with the real root cause. Then he laid his hands upon her, and she was made whole. Well, this woman, she'd recovered from the physical ailments, but she continued to have pain in the neck and the back and in the shoulder areas. Well, we've learned that from accidents, spirits can come in, and we have ministered deliverance to them. And so we began to cast out these spirits, and first of all, the back pain left, and then the problems in the neck left, and then the problems in the shoulders left. And it wasn't just one time. We had to keep ministering to her until it was all gone. Sometimes God knocks things out quickly. Most of the time it is progressive until the problems are gone. Praise God. We had another woman that came, a couple different ones, who had fibroid tumors. In fact, one that comes to mind, she had five fibroid tumors. They were golf ball size. She had already had the doctors doing a biopsy to check. It turned out it was not malignant. They didn't know if it was cancers or not. They were just fibroid tumors. At the same time, they were going to do surgery to remove them. And she came to our ministry in order to receive deliverance. She heard about what we do. And as we started to minister to her and cast out these spirits, they started coming out of her and coming out of her and releasing out of her. And I got her to come in every day. She kept coming in, and we kept casting them out. And she, first of all, when she came in, she had a lot of pain. She had a lot of pressure because of them. And it was very, very much discomforting to her. But as we cast them out, the pain began to lessen. And after a couple weeks of ministering to her, the pain was gone. And we kept casting them out. And the doctors had already scheduled surgery for her. Well, when the time came for the surgery, she went ahead and allowed the doctors to go in and to check out what was there. Well, they were golf ball size, and so when they checked her out, and we had been ministering deliverance to her for a few weeks when the surgery date came up, and having driven all those out, not all of them, but when they opened her up, they found that they were all gone except for a small little one that was about a pea size. And they just closed her back up and sent her home, and they could hardly believe what had happened, because they expected to find the fibroid tumors that were there a few weeks ago on their x-rays showing five of these, and in fact they'd even done a biopsy to know what was going on. And so we see the fact that what was the cause here? It was spirits of infirmity that caused the formation of these tumors. You see, when you cast out the spirits of infirmity that caused the formation of this kind of situation, then the tumor will shrink because that is the spirit behind it that caused it. And then we, of course, laid hands on her at the same time, ministering healing and deliverance simultaneously, and she was set free. Praise the Lord. We had another woman, and this is something that's interesting to know. This woman had a case of having a tumor in her foot, and she had it surgically removed. This is one that happened some time ago, but it's a good testimony to share with you. She had had this tumor removed through surgery. Well, we were ministering to her deliverance in some other areas, and she came to us, and she talked about the fact that this tumor had come back, and it was more than a year after the surgery. Well, in fact, the thing was, it came back in the exact location where the other one was. And she asked me what I thought about it. I said, well, it's got to be caused by spirits of infirmity that are resident there. We're going to minister deliverance because surgery does not eliminate spirits. It just takes out the physical problem. So we began to minister deliverance to her, cast that out. That was a real quick one. It only took a couple weeks. She came in consistently. We drove it out. The tumor shriveled up, shrank, dissolved, was gone, could find no trace of it, no problem, and she never had to have any surgery. We eliminated the problem that was there. Praise God. I'll tell you, we want to get to the root problems in a person's life. Praise God. We've had 14 people healed of cancer as well. It's been in all kinds of areas, in the liver, in the breast, in the ovaries, different areas. And as we've ministered deliverance, again, the cancer spirits cause the formation of the cancer cells that produce the tumors or whatever kind of problem it is. And as we cast the spirits out, that is going to eliminate it, because cancer is a destroying life. It has a life in it. The doctors even know that. There's something that's in it, and it is a spiritual root. It is a spirit of cancer, and you have to cast it out. When you cast it out, then there's no more life, no more life to it. And what happens? Then the cancer sits there and begins to shrink. The cells, of course, die, and the tumors just begin to vanish. And that's what we've seen, is people have been liberated and set free. Praise God. We had another woman that came, and she had a nervous breakdown and suicide thoughts. As we ministered deliverance to her, she was set free, and she had a peace. And I've had many people say that they have begun to experience a peace and a joy like they never even knew, because this woman had nervousness from all of her life, from when she was young, and there was nervous breakdown in the inheritance line. There were all kinds of problems that just wasn't there. I mean, she knew nothing but just a continual nervousness and a tenseness throughout her life. She did not know the peace that passes all understanding, and that's what Jesus brings. Praise God. We had another man who was hearing voices. We ministered deliverance to him. They were eliminated. We've also had a woman who was a paranoia schizophrenic, and this was a long-term case. Some cases can take quite a while. We ministered to her for months and months. It's a real battle. It's a fight. You know, the Bible says we fight a good fight of faith. You know, if anybody thinks, well, I'm just going to get a simple prayer and that'll solve all my problems, they're kidding themselves. You know, that's just looking for microwave type of a, you know, a miracle as such. Just push the button and watch God do all these things. We didn't get this way overnight. We've got all these things from inheritance. It's going to take some time, not a lifetime, but it's going to take some time to drive out the root problems in our life. And as we cast it out, we will be liberated. Well, we worked with this woman, ministered deliverance to her, and over the period of time, we had to deal with so many things because there was so much that was involved in it. She had been abused. She'd been molested. She'd been all types of abandonment. She had tremendous rejection. She had anger. She had all kinds of things, tremendous depression that would overtake her. And as we dealt with that, counseled her with the Word of God, and cast out the spirits, she was liberated and set free. Praise God. I'll tell you, God wants to set you free. He will liberate you from physical, mental, emotional bondages in your life. He will set you free. But you're going to have to do it God's way. Jesus said that these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out demons. As you do it, then God will set you free, and you will experience the freedom and the liberty and the blessings of God in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.